USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questioning from the Senate Judicial Committee on day two of her confirmation hearing when pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election. Barrett said that she would thoughtfully consider the case if it came before her.
I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Social Security recipients will see a small increase to their monthly checks in 2021. The Social Security Administration announced Tuesday that next year's cost of living increase will be 1.3%. That's an average raise of $20 a month. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Members of anti-government paramilitary groups allegedly also discussed kidnapping Virginia's governor during a June meeting in Ohio. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
FBI Special Agent Richard Trask testified Tuesday during the court hearing in Michigan. He's part of the investigation that led to six men being charged last week with plotting to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. While Trask did not name Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, during his testimony, he says those accused discussed taking a sitting governor, and they specifically had issues with the governors of Michigan and Virginia based on the COVID lockdown order. The hearing is based solely on the attempt on Governor Whitmer, so Agent Trask could not discuss further any plan involving Governor Northam. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Seven other men face state terrorism charges. Those facing federal charges could face up to life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
California is trying to sort out confusion over unofficial absentee ballot drop boxes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, along with State Attorney General Javier Becerra, have issued a cease and desist order to the California Republican Party to stop using unofficial drop boxes. Padilla is saying reports of unofficial drop boxes came in over the weekend.
These boxes are not the same as county election drop boxes that are required to meet state security standards as well as other regulations, including the regular retrieval of ballots delivered to those drop boxes by voters.
AG Becerra saying those behind the unofficial drop boxes are completely wrong. The drop boxes were seen in Los Angeles, Fresno, and Orange counties.
Another large movie theater chain says it may not be able to weather the pandemic. AMC says without raising more funding, the company could be out of cash by the end of the year. AMC has reopened nearly 80% of its 598 theaters in the United States, but says attendance is down about 85% from a year ago. Cineworld Group, one of AMC's biggest competitors, announced last week that it was suspending operations indefinitely at its U.S. theaters. And tonight's game between the Tennessee Titans and Buffalo Bills is a go. The Titans had no positive COVID tests this morning, allowing the NFL's first Tuesday night game in more than 10 years to go forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.